Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my wife and co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we recently sat down and watched the Golden Globe Awards, and we were kind of astonished by some nominees that we saw for a movie that we thought was, it was probably be interesting, and we had no idea about it. And the movie is I, Tonya. So, do you remember when, you know, they start talking about this, baby?
No, I mean, I think it was like November. We used to heard about it
probably
a little bit.
November, maybe a little earlier than that, but not a lot of information on it,
though. No, it was one of those, like, how would you say, underground kind of movie.
Yeah.
Everybody, it just grown from getting a little bit more attention over the couple of like months.
It's like an organic growth.
Yes.
You know, so it was just grown from small word of mouth, and people start saying you need to see this movie. So it was interesting. You know, when I first heard about it, it was, oh, this is the story about Tonya Harding, and when she, and you know, the image is always Tonya Harding hit her with a and broke her leg, you know, that Tonya did it, not anyone else. So the history went down that Tonya attacked her, and it was kind of like, wow, let's see what this is about. But it didn't seem like it would be pretty interesting. It told me, or it seemed that though it would be based on more Kerrigan and how Tonya was a villain.
Very good.
So
yes,
that's
yes.
The reason why I really didn't want to. I wasn't too excited about it.
Well, I mean, I didn't have no expectation. I didn't know what it was going to be about. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no previews or anything that I've seen about it. All I know is that a lot of people said it was a good movie and that everybody should see it. And I was like, okay, that's the only reason why I wanted to see it, because everybody gave it this really good review of it.
The review was high as hell, but it was high as hell for Lady Bird, too.
Let's not talk about that, please.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But again, my expectation is because what I remembered was Tonya Harding was an ass. She was just this mean girl that attacked one of her Olympic mates, teammates. And that's how they portrayed her. So that's all we knew. So that's all I thought about. And I was like,
because I remember that.
You
remember?
Yeah, of course.
I remember that.
But
yeah,
that's what I remembered. I remember that the guy with the mustache was her husband, and he was an asshole too. You know what I mean? But that's all I heard. It was him and her and this small group that had something to do with it. But all I remembered, which I was wrong, was that she attacked her. That she mad.
That's what I forgot. That's what I thought it was too. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. So I was like, why do I want to show that? This villain, what you call it. So we went in with different expectation. But what I found interesting was the two people that got nominated was the main role, the one who played Tonya, was Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby or whatever, R-O-B-B-I-E. And Allison Janney, who played her mother.
Yep.
And she the one who won. But Margot Robbie actually got nominated as well. And I was like, okay, this is starting to get interesting. So we made a decision and said, let's go see it. So you got some ratings of 8.9. You got some ratings of 7.8, 7.7. Nominated for Golden Globes, Critics' Choice Award, National Society of Film Critics Awards. And this is one of the ones that expectation is going to be on the Oscar run. So you're probably going to get supporting actress, best actress, and possibly a screenplay. Because I think it's an original screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they actually wrote this for the screen, as opposed to adapted from a book that she made.
Mm-hmm. I think, and the way they did the movie was really nice.
So they did it like a mockumentary. So yeah. It was kind of like a comedy drama.
Yes.
More drama than comedy. You laughed at things, but they tried to make it a little humorous. But I was really captivated by this movie. I really was. And I was captivated because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's true too. I felt the same way.
As it was moving on, I started remembering things. And one thing that I caught, I'm not sure if you caught that. So while all of this was going on, the TV was playing. Do you know what they were showing on the TV?
I think it was ice skating. No, what they were doing, what they were showing.
They were showing O.J. Simpson.
Really?
Yeah, they were showing O.J. Simpson being walked out of his home. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Very profound.
So it was kind of like a lot of shit was going on around that time. But anyway, back to the movie. So the way the movie was, it started with, this is really interesting. They started with, what was it, four characters that was trying to tell the story. It was like someone was doing a documentary. And they sat with Tanya. They sat with her mother. They sat with her husband. And they sat with this crazy fat dude named Sean. I was like, and we'll get into that. But it was, and they all told a version of the story. And then as they was introducing them and they was kind of talking slowly, Then the story began from when she was a child and her mother start actually telling the story. So how did that start off with you? When you were seeing that portion, what did you think about that part?
What, her mother?
No, when they first showed her as a child and as she started growing.
She just seemed so adorable.
Yep.
I mean, but her mother just stood out. And you know, as you go along, you know, starting to understand how the characters, you just see her growing and growing. But then you see how nasty her mother was. And then you see how the little girl wanted to be a little special little girl. Mm-hmm. And then you see how nasty her mother was. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what the hell, you know? What the hell, you know, how was she affecting her? And eventually she did.
Yeah.
Eventually her mother just affected her in a way where.
I don't think eventually. I think.
When her father left?
I think it started when her father left. Mm-hmm. Because the balance of her life was her father because her mother was crazy, mm-hmm. you know. And she always said, you're just crazy. So what made it interesting starting the movie was this little girl, adorable little girl. Who just wanted to skate. And this is the one thing, and I'll just say this now, the one thing that I never took in consideration because, one, I was too young to even care. Two, I don't care about ice skating either. And it was a bunch of white people. And I was kind of like, whatever, that was kind of crazy.
But also,
and I moved on. So I felt like, why should I care? These two rich white girls fighting against each other. But this movie showed me it was a class base. It was and Tanya said it from the beginning. Who cares about white trash redneck like who I am? Yeah, I know that's what I am, but it's just about the skating. But the skating industry said you're the wrong image. Even though you might be the best skater, you represent the United States, and we can't have you do that.
And we're talking about back in the 80s.
Yeah, so I thought that was profound because you got this industry saying that, but yet we got a president that represents us around the world. No, but we're not going to go there.
Please.
But it was interesting because not only was she a cute little girl, they didn't want her. They didn't want to let her in.
Mm-hmm.
But when they let her in, she was the better skater. Yep. She was adorable.
Yes, she was.
But her mother was so abusive in her language, physically, very coarse towards people.
And that's why her relationship with her husband was the same.
Yeah. So it was kind of, that's the way life was.
And which was so interesting because, you know, I knew that she was not accepted because I used to watch the skating back then. Mm-hmm. And I knew that they didn't like her. And we, you know, they and everybody fell in love with her because the fact they actually were treating her the way she was. And so the thing was that what was so crazy about it was that she tried so hard to fit in.
Mm-hmm. And you can see that.
She tried so hard. And the thing is that she loved what she did. She really did.
But what I respect her for was, why don't y'all accept that it's just about the skating? Y'all gave Nancy Kerrigan the award, but I did more than her. She was, and they stated what there was, I think it was a triple axel. She was
the first one.
Skater mm-hmm. to be able to do it. But yet, she wasn't the type that we want. And I was like, wow. You know, she had no sponsors and she would work in goddamn at a restaurant.
Yeah, she said because she came fourth, she was not able to get sponsors. But I think it was much more to it than that.
Yeah, but that's what the judges kept telling her. And they were, and her mother was just would go to hell off on them and her. And never gave her credit for anything, mm-hmm. even when she was successful.
But her mother was low down dirty, though.
So she was paying people to make her feel, to motivate her to do better, saying that she suck, and people was, you know, in the crowd, and she was just paying them to do stuff, and kept pushing her to say, you ain't good enough, and you went up there, and the reason why you lost because you was lazy and you ain't shit. And, you know, she was just really abusive.
Yeah, very verbally abusive to her. And like I said, it just everything around her, you know, made what happen.
Yeah. So it led to that. But she kept, regardless, she, like what she said, 6 and 8 hours a day, she would be in the skating rink practicing. Over and over. And she came with an outfit that she couldn't afford. She said, I can't afford a $5,000 outfit. So I have to make my own. But yet, you're going to give me, you saying my skating doesn't deserve a better rating? And they said it was more to that. It's more than just the skating. It's image. It's everything. And you need to get that. And she was like, how can I? I don't have it. I don't have that image. Of the family, the nice family. Mm-hmm.
She said,
I don't have that.
And that's what they wanted. They wanted that presentation.
Yeah.
And so
the wholesome girl next door.
Yeah. And you know, now it's the skating organization has changed to.
Because there's talent everywhere.
Yeah.
So the thing is, they looking at the talent.
Yeah. And there's so many stories out there. And this was one of these stories that they should have had really brung attention.
Embraced.
Yes. But
in that era, people had to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, they was looking at the perfect people. Yeah. If you're not perfect, then you're ostracized or you don't have access or you're poor and...
But
go
see,
do
thing,
something else. Remember so, that the judges said you need to find another sport or learn to do something else.
And so the thing is that, you know, her saying that, you know, she didn't do it. She didn't know. And then, you know, through the whole thing, you're trying to understand what really happened.
So the thing is, you know, leading to that, and I thought the way the mockumentary went, we kept going back to the characters, and when she got married to a boyfriend, before she left high school, it was kind of like her mom was like, "Yeah, I just need to know what's going on. Y'all fucking yet? If you fucking him, you're gonna have to get a job." And she's like, "Oh my god!" And she had to deal with that. But when her mom was, you know, throwing things at her, and then she stabbed her, she threw a knife at her. She was like, I gotta get the fuck up out of here. This woman is just crazy. So she had to leave the home, but she went into one abusive relationship to another. The one thing that I gave her credit for was she wasn't just gonna get hit. She was gonna hit back. But she accepted it. She accepted that being hit and hitting back is acceptable. And that's what made it really, really crazy. But you saw how she just struggled to be the best. And the only reason they gave her the opportunity was she was able to do better than the other skaters. And, you know, that triple axel she lived off of because people weren't able to do it.
Yeah, she's so the first in history.
So they had to give her the credit mm-hmm. for that.
They gave it to her.
Yeah, so they gave her credit for that.
But
so
just she was for able that. To,
yeah, but nothing more. They didn't really want to do anything more than that. But then when they was going for the trials for the Olympics, that's when Nancy Kerrigan actually showed up. And then Tanya sat and said, you know, why would I do something to a person who was my friend? We were roommates. We did things together. We hung out. Why would I do anything to her in that way? So I found that interesting because, you know, again, if your husband or you coordinated all of that, what's the deal? But Nancy was getting more credit than her, mm-hmm. even though Tanya was better. But Nancy was the wholesome girl next door.
Yes, because the ice skating committee directed people to her.
Yeah.
You know, they directed her. That was their favorite. Let's say that. That mm-hmm. was their token favorite.
That's the one they wanted people to look to.
Right.
Even though Tanya was a better skater.
Right, right.
And what made it really pretty obvious that something was growing, that her husband had a friend, and his name was Sean, and this fat idiot lived in the basement of his mother's house, so he would always go to him after he has a fight with Tanya and she goes somewhere, and he would say, yeah, I got a team of investigators and I do terror analysts, and he just thought he was some high-tech analyst guy. You know, delusions of grandeur. And I was like,
that's what he wanted to be. He wanted to be.
He knew he was that. And he thought he could just outsmart everybody. So they had a plot to say, we need to get Nancy Kerrigan to be thrown off her game. So the plot basically was, if we send her death threats or threats of injury or whatever like that, it would throw her off a game, and then Tanya would actually be better. So her husband and his buddy Sean was supposed to do that. But this idiot said, yeah, I need some money because I got a crack team that we can get some things. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, you ain't got no team. He said, no, I'm going to take care of this. And then he wanted more money, you know, and just to get letters to her. But the idiot organized, and you know, this is just what came out of the interviews and everything, but Sean organized with his people to actually get to Nancy Kerrigan and knock her over her leg so she would be injured and not be able to skate. But according to the mockumentary, her husband, Jeff, wasn't able to do that. He had no idea that was supposed to be done. He said all he knew was it just supposed to be letters. But it just seemed like, you know, one would say one thing, one would say another. So even though they showed it that maybe he didn't know, maybe he did know, maybe Tanya kind of knew, you really didn't know.
No, you didn't know. I mean, you didn't know who knew what.
Yeah.
Who created what, mm-hmm. you know, who paid who, you know what I'm saying? It kind of led to the fact that the husband was doing a lot of this stuff because he had a, he
controlled a lot of stuff.
Yes. He wanted to control it because he knew that maybe there's an opportunity for them to be, her to be famous. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to make sure that she was the one to win the Olympics by eliminating somebody who think was going to be the chance for her not to make it, to win the Olympics.
But I think he was not even about the Olympics. I think he didn't want to lose her. So what he wanted to do, just because remember before that, she supposedly got a divorce from him. And then when she got the divorce and she needed somebody to be by her side to be a manager, she went back to him. And he tried to do everything to take care of her so he can be close to her. So I think this is one of the things that he just wanted to be near her and he wanted to be able to help her. so he can be around her in that way, and so she wouldn't be kicking him away, you know. But he gets upset and he'll punch her, and she'll beat this, she'll beat the shit out of him, and they'll just go back and forth. But they just showed the idiocy of that dude John. I was like, that was just ridiculous. So if anything, and they show at the end of the show some of the interviews, because at the beginning of the movie they said, based on such and such, from transcripts from interviews,
right, right.
So at the end they show the interviews of her mother, the stupid ass dude Sean, and I think her, and they was talking to Tanya and her husband inside of a car, but they were showing them
right
in real life. This wasn't like the part of the mockumentary. So this guy Sean is still sitting there looking almost just like the actor. The actor played that dude to a T, because he showed him, his whole demeanor was like he was some big time researcher, detective, counter-terrorist and everything.
Yeah, what he wanted, he dreamed of. This was his dream job.
The interview person was like, no, you're not. He was like, yes, I am. No, but we looked at this. You're not. Yes, I am.
I know, yeah. He was trying so much to convince them, because he wanted to live that lie. He really was. And like you said, he was an idiot. You know, he was definitely an idiot.
So throughout it, it was really so cool. The acting of the woman who played, you know, Margot Robbie, who played Tanya Harding, she was fantastic. She was really, really good. She played better than that other movie. Anyway, but Allison Janney, she topped the cake. She sat there with a little fucking bird on her shoulder,
doing
an interview, and I was like, what the fuck? That was just so weird. But that's what she wears, with this big coat on. And then in the end, you see that. That's what she was sitting there with. A bird on her goddamn shoulder with this big, somewhat fur coat. I don't know if it was truly fur or not.
So you had me go back and look and see Tanya Harding's mother.
Yeah.
And you say, babe, they did. She looked exactly like her mom's. Mm-hmm. And when I looked and I Googled it, and she looked, I mean, exactly like that woman. Every damn wrinkle on her neck.
The glasses.
I mean, everything.
The hair.
Everything. I was like, they did an excellent job on makeup.
Yeah, that makeup for her was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You say, that's her mom.
Yep.
That was her crazy ass mom.
So, and giving this a rating, what do you say?
So, I'm really, there's not too much movies that I'm sitting on the edge of my seat wondering what's coming next. I really enjoyed this. This was something that I would, and I will give an 8 to, because I enjoyed this. This was one thing, I get why she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Where before it was irrelevant, or she deserved it. So even at the end, they banned her from skating, and that's, she didn't have nothing else in her life.
Yeah, she did a lot of things.
She had nothing.
Yeah, she had to do boxing. She did.
Well, she had to do things to survive.
Yeah, she did. It was sad,
though. For most of your life, as a child to an adult, all you know is skating. And she really, they didn't really prove that she really knew, but she got the worst penalty out of all the people involved.
So that's an 8 for sympathy?
No, for creating a great story and the actors portraying the story in such a great way. Because I even looked at the writer and the director, and they didn't do nothing outstanding before. Mm-hmm. But this is pretty outstanding.
Well, I'll give it a 7, because I thought it was still a good movie, but I didn't want to give it a 8. I think a 7 was a good way of saying it was a really good movie. It's still watchable. You still can watch it again.
Yep.
I still want to watch it again to find out at the end what they look like, you know. Because, you know, when you do it the first time, you got to see it over again just to...
No, not all movies.
No, this particular one.
This one.
Yeah.
The you know, once you start reading, because I went back and started looking at
doing the research and trying to
then you want to see it more detail. Yeah. And I was like, oh, let me see if they pick this one up.
Yeah. So this one is definitely one you do. You know, we do some of the good movies, do a little bit more research, and then watch it over again to see, oh, this is what really happened.
That's what it was.
I really feel, I really want to sympathize with her. You know, I really want to feel sorry, because at the end, her husband kind of like said, well, I ruined her life.
Yep.
And so, in some ways, is that I want to understand why he said that. You know,
he was obsessed by her, baby.
Yeah, that. But what did he do to cause it? I mean, he didn't quite confess.
He didn't confess. Yeah, he didn't confess. That's what I was trying to say. Yep.
And so that's where I'm at. I'm like, so if you say you ruined her life, what did you actually do besides being abusive to her? So like you said, do a little bit more research. Mm-hmm. Do a little bit more research on the characters and how it got to that point, you know.
But the movie almost gave a realistic view of what happened. And they played the roles like they were real.
Yes, they did.
That's why I gave it an 8.
Okay.
I gave it because it was superb acting. I gave it because it was something I didn't expect. I gave it because it was funny in so many different ways, but it was tragic. You know what I mean? Because I was kind of like,
you really, but you really felt for her. You really, you felt that, okay, so is she innocent through this whole thing? Did they take her to court and made her plead guilty when she should have had just went ahead and have a, they took plead guilty and, you know, everything will be all right.
But she said a portion due there. You probably missed that. That related to the end. She said when her husband broke in the house and put a gun to her head, and then when they stopped them in the car, they only picked them up for having weapons. They said the cop didn't even look at the blood on the side of my face. She said, that's why I don't trust authority. That shows that at the end, she said that because it related to the fact of, look, they railroad me. I trusted them to not do me in the wrong way, but I can't trust authority. I fucking can't. And all her life, her mother caused her to be in that position. And then her husband caused her to be in that position. Then his stupid ass had let his boy caused him to be in that position.
And that's why I said that's the part where when he kept saying I destroyed her career, what did he say to hurt her?
No.
Is
so
it true
he involved, that, so think about this. He involved his boy.
There's so much ways that they could have lied so much about her.
Yeah. But he involved this boy that was an idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's at fault for that shit. He continued to abuse her when, yeah, he knew it was wrong, but that's just who he was. So, yeah, he ruined her life as well. But in the end, was she involved in saying, yeah, get that bitch? Because throughout the movie, on the back end, she was still mad that Nancy was getting more popularity. She was getting more attention. She was still pissed at that.
Mm.
So was it to the point that she condoned the issue or conceded to say, go ahead, y'all do what y'all got to do and ignore it, even though she didn't say, go ahead and do it?
Right, right.
You know, we don't know. But her life caused her to have that kind of attitude.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, her life really was.
But they established that. That's why I thought this movie was so good.
Yeah.
They built that all up to say, even if she did, but look what her life led her to make these bad choices.
Yeah.
These were just bad. Even the bad choice was to not say anything or to not say, don't do it. Her life led her to say, it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
And I was kind of like, kind of fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I thought, I'm surprised because, you know, we were saying early in the year there was just not a lot of movies that really had a lot of substance. But we always have to wait until the end of the year anyway because usually that's when they come out.
All the time, yeah. So
besides Get Out, because Get Out lives on forever. So, but yeah, okay. I got an 8 and Alicia stuck with her 7. Really good movie, though. Really good movie.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, surprisingly. I love surprises.
That was a surprisingly good very good movie, yes.
Whereby a lot of them was surprisingly overrated.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, okay, sorry. It's just too recent in my head. And, you know, the better movies that we see, it just bothers me when the other movies don't get the credit that they deserve. But it is what it is. So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, every Wednesday we'll get your movie reviews in. So check us out on bougieblackbrother.com. Check us out on Podbean. That's our actual podcast download. iTunes on the Urban Lifestyle Cafe. You don't have to go on the Bougie Black Brother. And look out for us on Spotify. Spotify is coming up. I'm trying to get the approval. And if it pops up there, you can see us on all podcast outlets. And follow us on Fine BLK Woman, Fine Black Woman, and Bougie Black Bro, B-R-O, on Instagram and Twitter. So follow us on there and do what you got to do. And follow us and give us a couple of reviews. Give us some ratings and give us some reviews. And let us know what we miss. Because there's a lot of them you got to like, y'all missed this. Why didn't y'all see this? Give us the suggestions. We take them, and normally we go see them. So, any last words, baby?
No, darling.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Peace.
Bye.